Hello and welcome. It's Elizabeth Morris here again with our pose of the week for yoga rest. I hope you've been enjoying the different postures that I've been podcasting about each week. I certainly enjoy doing them. One of the things that I've found is it's helped me remember ones that I just use sometimes, and it's brought me back to a few old friends, as well as giving me a wonderful excuse to rerun my absolute all-time favourites. If there's anything that you would like me to do differently or to talk more about or that would help you with these podcasts, please let me know. I'd absolutely love to hear from students that I've never met who might be listening to the podcasts. Sometimes I get the most wonderful comments and sometimes I get really helpful suggestions. So I appreciate any contact that you give me. This week I've been having a bit of a think about the pose of the week that I would do. And because quite a few people have been speaking to me recently about how sluggish they find their digestion at times, and that when your digestion gets all sluggish, and this is absolutely true for me, it's very much harder to get down to doing a yoga practice. It's also incredibly easy to pick up the chocolate biscuit and eat the sandwich. And I can absolutely vouch for that because I'm very sensitive to wheat, and yet I just love a sandwich. And sometimes when I'm already feeling a bit ugh, I just want to reach for something simple and easy rather than getting down on the floor and doing some of the yoga poses that I know will help me. So what I thought I'd do is talk us through a lifted twist. Very simple, very lovely, very gentle. And the best thing of all is that it's excellent at easing any indigestion that we might have and also just getting our digestive systems gently stimulated, gently stretched, gently worked with, like a little internal massage, so that that sluggishness can move through our systems and leave us feeling a bit lighter and brighter. And then it should be much easier to get down to doing a bit of a yoga sequence. And that, of course, will just stand you in very good stead over the next 24 hours, and then you lift again and you get into a nice positive cycle rather than one of those difficult ones where it's negative and then you go on feeding the negativity. And I know it well, but I do find it a lot easier now to stay clear of those things, which isn't to say I don't get tempted with a sandwich and a chocolate biscuit, because I do. So, a lifted twist. Words of caution first. Not good to do a twist if you've had abdominal surgery quite recently. You don't want to be pulling or doing anything that might tear any place that's been cut. Also, if you're more than 3 months pregnant, good idea not to do this. It's fine for you to do a bit of it. You can do a little twist, but bring your knees down onto very good padding. So don't go right over into the twist. Just a little, very gentle turn to one side and then the other is fine. But don't despair, ladies who are pregnant. I've got it in my diary that in 2 weeks' time, I'll start doing a series of poses of the weeks, especially for pregnant ladies. And of course for anybody else as well who likes the sound of them. Don't have to be pregnant to do restorative yoga. So, we're busy with a lifted twist, and what we need to do is put our props around. So make sure that you have... I like to work with four flattish pillows, as you know, but if you prefer a long folded rolled blanket, then that's absolutely fine with me. You get to know your props and what suits you well. Then for this one, we're going to be sitting on the floor. In my case, what I will be doing is sitting on my mat, which has got the sheep's lot of softness and support. Again, you just do what's right for you. You're going to have your feet flat on the ground and your knees up. And you're going to put your long rolled blanket or one of your pillows at about mid-back position so that when you roll your body